I'm Bill Charlotte for Not Always Beautiful, Always Entertaining, where I cover relevant topics for owners, aspiring owners, and engaged employees who want to grow their business. Bitching about something has become so entertaining. Just take a look around you, how many Karens there are and how many videos they occupy on YouTube. It has become a thing where we really will pay attention to somebody if they bitch about it. We'll pay attention to them more if they're really crazy about it and over the top. We'll pay less attention to the person that's really calm, relaxed, and figures out solutions. That's not entertaining at all. But that's the productive piece. That's productive. It doesn't make sense, does it? Well, it kind of does. But bitching is actually a piece of who we are. And it can be productive as long as it leads to a solution. We spend a lot of time watching the bitching because it is the more entertaining piece to the process. But whether you're in work or in a relationship, bitching shouldn't be something, or seeing someone get upset about something, it should not make you cringe. You shouldn't avoid it. You should actually embrace it and, I guess, encourage it, because it gets the dialogue going between people. I think my point I'm trying to make of this is that complaining and bitching and griping about a situation that you're in can be helpful. It can be productive as long as it leads to a solution. We ask, how can it be productive? Well, it can be productive because it allows you the ability to be heard. When you like something, usually it comes down to emotional. There's an emotional attachment to it, why we're not liking it. It's not comfortable. It's uncomfortable. So being heard is kind of a step in the process to getting through and over whatever is affecting us at that time. So being heard and being able to laugh at ourselves when it's all over with, that's an opportunity. You have to get it out there in order to hear it said, in order to get to the next point in that process of getting over this, and that would be having it lead to a solution. Do it to get there. You're kind of talking it through. When you hear yourself speaking about something, it sometimes allows you the opportunity to process it and realize, hey, this is where the laughing at yourself comes into play. Am I crazy for thinking this way? And when I say it out loud, sometimes I realize, okay, yeah, or it depends on who the person is that's going through the bitching and complaining at that point in time. But it allows you that opportunity to hear it said and realize, is it rational thinking or irrational thinking? And is it something I'm willing to compromise on and back off of? So doing it to get there, and it has to end and phase into a rational thinking process of, how do I create a solution from here? I think my approach would be, and I'd recommend it, a win-win. It's a bit more rational. Going into a situation where you're trying to work something out with someone else, whether it's in a relationship at work or relationship at home, you have to have a win-win. There's a compromise. There's always a compromise. You don't get to have just a win-lose situation. Creating a win-lose situation just postpones the situation until a later date. And it may, stir up, still be there in that other person, whoever the loser was, and they may hang on to that frustration and bring it back, tomorrow, a year later, 2 months, 3 months. I guess it doesn't matter. That's why you should probably try to solve it as a win-win today. Make it so that it works out for both of you. So remember, if you are around a Karen, or you meet a Karen, or if you're the Karen, help through the process. Help people through that process by letting them be heard. Let them find a solution. Bitching about something has become so entertaining. Just take a look around you, how many Karens there are and how many videos they occupy on YouTube. It has become a thing where we really will pay attention to somebody if they bitch about it. We'll pay attention to them more if they're really crazy about it and over the top. We'll pay less attention to the person that's really calm, relaxed, and figures out solutions. That's not entertaining at all. But that's the productive piece. That's productive. It doesn't make sense, does it? Well, it kind of does. But bitching is actually a piece of who we are. And it can be productive as long as it leads to a solution. We spend a lot of time watching the bitching because it is the more entertaining piece to the process. But whether you're in work or in a relationship, bitching shouldn't be something, or seeing someone get upset about something, it should not make you cringe. You shouldn't avoid it. You should actually embrace it and, I guess, encourage it, because it gets the dialogue going between people. I think my point I'm trying to make of this is that complaining and bitching and griping about a situation that you're in can be helpful. It can be productive as long as it leads to a solution. We ask, how can it be productive? Well, it can be productive because it allows you the ability to be heard. When we don't like something, usually it comes down to emotional. There's an emotional attachment to it, why we're not liking it. It's not comfortable, it's uncomfortable. So being heard is kind of a step in the process to getting through and over whatever is affecting us at that time. So being heard and being able to laugh at ourselves when it's all over with, that's an opportunity. You have to get it out there in order to hear it said, in order to get to the next point in that process of getting over this, and that would be having it lead to a solution. Do it to get there. You're kind of talking it through. When you hear yourself speaking about something, it sometimes allows you the opportunity to process it and realize, hey, this is where the laughing at yourself comes into play. Am I crazy for thinking this way? And when I say it out loud, sometimes I realize, okay, yeah, or we, it depends on who the person is that's going through the bitching and complaining at that point in time. But it allows you that opportunity to hear it said and realize, is it rational thinking or irrational thinking? And is it something I'm willing to compromise on and back off of? So doing it to get there, and it has to end and phase into a rational thinking process of how do I create a solution from here. I think my approach would be, and I'd recommend it, a win-win. It's a bit more rational. Going into a situation where you're trying to work something out with someone else, whether it's in a relationship at work or relationship at home, you have to have a win-win. There's a compromise. There's always a compromise. You don't get to have just a win-lose situation. Creating a win-lose situation just postpones the situation until a later date. And it may, stir up, still be there in that other person, whoever the loser was, and they may hang on to that frustration and bring it back, tomorrow, a year later, 2 months, 3 months. I guess it doesn't matter. That's why you should probably try to solve it as a win-win today. Make it so that it works out for both of you. So remember, if you are around a Karen, or you meet a Karen, or if you're the Karen, help through the process. Help people through that process by letting them be heard. Let them find a solution.